shine the light for you.
Amen. Good to be here. Amen. Appreciate all the good preaching. It's been a going on. Been here every morning and every evening as well. It's been good. It's been a great blessing as always. Well, you don't appreciate things till a lot of times till they're gone. Sure missed it last year, didn't y'all? Boy, this is an oasis in the desert. Come get help for our lives. Appreciate Brother Steve. He loves to help young preachers. He's helped me many, many, many times. I do a radio program Tuesdays and Sunday mornings in downtown Taylorsville. I look out the window, playing that gospel music, trying to throw some bread out along the way. Amen. And I look to my right and I see a building down there where the old pool room used to be. And I used to run that pool room.
Bless your heart,
and I thank glory to God. Somebody come by and give me some bread.
Amen.
Boy, that'll help you when you announce and bragging on him at the radio station. You look out the window and see right where he brought you from. Right down there, just a few blocks, was where I run that pool room. Thank God. Thank him for his mercy and his grace, for without it we wouldn't have a thing. If you would, turn to 2 Samuel 14. I'm going to read one verse for way of time's sake. 2 Samuel 14, verse 14. The Bible says, "For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again, neither doeth God respect any person. Yet doeth he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him." Joab had got a wise woman, if you will, from Tekor. And she dressed up like a mourner and was trying to remind David about a son Absalom that he had banished. And she said, "And are as water spilled on the ground which cannot be gathered up again." I'm sure David had some regrets in parenting. Anyone here had any regrets in parenting?
Yeah, help us.
Well, I think we can try to make up for it on the grandchildren. Water was a precious commodity in this day and time. Very precious.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't cut on a spigot and run it like you do now. No doubt David had regrets, and there's no mulligans, there's no redos. Paul told the church at Ephesus, he said, "Redeeming the time, for the days are evil."
Amen.
That's buying it up, that's making it count.
Amen.
Our influence is very temporal. You know, in 50, 75 years, won't none of us probably be here except a few of these young ones. What are we leaving behind?
Amen.
How's folk going to know us?
Amen.
What are you leaving? What are you leaving for those younger generation to know God? Oh my, I'm afraid we're trying to impress people too much.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And I'm guilty. Trying to impress others. I want you to know, you impress someone, the dirt won't be settled on top of your grave and they'll forget your name. But you impact somebody, you make a difference in their lives, they'll remember you the rest of their lives.
Amen.
Well, we got some impactors around here. A lot of lives are being like this spilt water, I'm afraid. Oh, they might be successful, but it's successful in something that might not be important at all.
Amen.
Many billboards in life. You say, what are you saying, preacher? Well, I was, had a stent put in a little over a year ago. The Widowmaker was stopped up. I'd make it in the pulpit and I'd preach and my old chest had hurt. Sometimes I didn't even have the strength. I'd have to sit down. I tried my best to preach. I said, Lord, if you're going to take me, just take me on out preaching. That'll be all right. I can't think of a better way to leave this old world.
Amen.
Trying to preach the Word of God. Went down there and I was in ICU and Winston. They had an awful time trying to get me fixed up. And I was looking down the short rows, if you will. You know what those short rows are? You save those short rows for the end. When you're tired and weary and just about home, you do that short row and you can go on to the house.
Amen.
Well, I was down to the short rows. And I asked my wife, I said, honey, I was in ICU, Baptist Hospital. I said, did my life make a big difference or has it made a little difference in people's lives? And she hesitated. And I thought, oh me. And she said, honey, your life's made more of a difference than anybody I've ever known in people's lives. And don't take that the wrong way because it smote me. I began to weep and cry and tears run down my face. And I said, honey, just think what I could have done. Just think what I could have done. Think what might have been with the good health of many years that he gave me. Just think what we could have done for him. You know, Paul warned the church at Corinth. He warned them about idols, and many, many times Paul warned them. But in chapter 10, he said, be careful what you edify. You know what that word edify means? It means to build up. It's a picture word. You can tell what somebody's building. You go out and see a pile of shingles, you know somebody's on the roof. You can tell what somebody's building. And Paul said, be careful what you edify, church. What are we building? And then Paul went on a couple verses later and said, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever thou doest, do all to the glory of God.
Amen.
And I'm going to river paraphrase that. Glory of God. Our daily lives give others opinion of our God.
Amen.
What we're doing, whether it be good, whether it be bad. And I want you to know, that smote my heart. I come home and I thought, Lord, I looked and I saw wall to wall, 10-pointer, 11-pointer, 13-pointer, massive deers, 30-pound striper, 10-pound largemouth. I said, Lord, I ain't got no idols. Boy, he showed me.
Yeah.
What about all those times I spent patterning those deer, finding where they eat, where they bed down, what they're doing?
Yeah,
and there ain't nothing wrong with all that. Preachers, you got to have an outlet. But I'm just saying, I've sat in church before and patterned a deer in my heart where I was going to hang that stand on opening Monday. Well, we better be careful.
Amen.
We better be careful. Others is getting an opinion of our God. I'm afraid I've been like Martha many times. God didn't work the way Martha thought he should. She become a sire server. The Bible says she is cumbered about with much servings. And Jesus said, my, that she had many troubles. We get like that. We're like an old prison guard. Us preachers is the worst. And we'll dump out. Yeah, we'll go visit. But how many times have you been down there visiting and you listen to good preaching or good music all the way to Winston or the hospital and you're so full of God and you went in there and knelt and you brought them a touch from God and you gave them a word?
Amen.
And they were so happy to see you? And how many times have you went and just went through the motions, preachers? You went, but you really didn't do a lot of good. Why? Because we was looking at billboards. Y'all know what I'm saying, sire server?
Oh, yeah.
Preachers don't realize it. I went to meeting down at Fairview years ago, and old Mark Sipe, any of you know Brother Mark? He come in, and his wife Lori wasn't with him. She had went to some kind of meeting, and he had two little young'uns and trying to bring them into service. One in a car seat, and the other one by the hand. And we was walking in, I was talking, I noticed he had a sock across his shoulder, a black sock on a white shirt. How he didn't see that, I don't know. I said, "Brother, you know you got a sock on your shoulder." And he went, "I've been looking all over the place for that thing." He didn't see it. He didn't know it was there. Like wearing a shirt inside out. We don't know it's there, preachers. If we don't watch it, we'll be a sour server. Amen. We go through the motions, but it's just not there. Does that make any sense to y'all, or am I the only one guilty? Oh, my. Our daily walk gives others in Numbers 21. The children of Israel, they got discouraged by the way. They had a lot of, they lost air in there on Mount Hor. And the Bible says they went around by the Red Sea, and their hearts were much discouraged by the way. You know, preachers get discouraged too. Men of God and the Word of God, they got discouraged. Moses had 2 million Baptists complaining all the time. Lord, how in the world did he make it, preachers? Got discouraged. Oh my. Thank God we can lift up our head, our eyes to the hills which cometh our help. We don't have to stay discouraged. We can come out. We got something to be encouraged about. Amen. We can come get us some bread at the Taylorsville Baptist camp meeting, Brother James. Yes. Boy, I appreciate the message. Yes, appreciate Brother Moneyham, third day. Oh, my, wasn't that a blessing?
Amen.
Well, I got a funeral to do early this afternoon when I leave here. An old boy. Hadn't saw him many, many years. Used to shoot pool with him as a young boy. Growed up around him. And I went and seen his mom at Valley. I didn't even know he had passed. And she said, "Preacher," he said, "he respected you and he wanted you to do his funeral if you would." You know, he lives 3 miles from my house. I hadn't saw him in years. And as far as I know, he's lost. I rode by his house every time I'd go hunting or go to do something. Every now and once in a while, I'd see him out mowing. I'd throw my hand up or blow my horn. And I got to stand over him here in just a little bit. Preachers, we better be careful not to be a sour server, but keeping the main thing the main thing. Jesus said he come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
There's a lost world needing some bread.
Amen.
If we're not real careful, we'll just have our families growing within our church and they get of age and they get saved. And oh no, there's a lost world out there. Where he wants us to carry the bread to.
Amen.
Over in Haggai, I was reading yesterday, I believe it was, said the seed corn still in the barn. The fruit trees still in the barn. It won't do no good in the barn, y'all. We got the harvest is ripe.
Amen.
We got to get out. This old preacher named William Grinshaw. And they said he was a circuit preacher. He rode, he preached in fields, quarries. Wherever they'd preach, they'd let him preach. And everybody that heard him said he was the caliber of Spurgeon and D.L. Moody put together. That's a great preacher. And he said, "When I die, my greatest joy will be what Jesus has done for me." And he said, "My greatest grief will be that I did so little for him." And he had a wayward son, and before he died, he said, "Son, be careful. Don't you die without God. You're not ready to die." And his son had to hear that was his dad's last words to him. And he was riding his horse, his father's horse, and a man replied in town and said, I see you're riding the parson's horse. He said, yes, sir. Said, once a great saint rode this horse, and now a great sinner's a-riding it. But you see, he had been a-riding, thinking about his daddy, thinking about those last words, and that's all it took from that man. He got down there next to that horse and asked God to forgive him of his sins and accepted Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And just days later, he died unexpectedly. But before he died, he said, I wonder what my dear old daddy's going to say when he sees me coming into glory. I still got the green light. I'm going to let these other boys come preach. Just be careful. These billboards, those billboards will, they'll mess you up. They'll mess you up. Keep the main thing. Let's take all we can with us. Thank you, brother.